Roni's Own Media and Roni'sOwn.com proudly present the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast special episode. Your hosts are Jeff and Colleen Roni from Orange County, California. And now, on with the show.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Aren't you going to say anything, little girl?
I'm afraid now.
I'm going to try it again. Ho, ho, ho.
I don't know what to say.
Aren't you a podcaster?
Yes, I am. I still don't know what you want me to say.
Wow, this is the first. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas. Is that what you were looking for?
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Okay.
Hello there, little girl. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I was passing
Who
by
are
the,
you?
I was passing by the neighborhood, and I wanted to let you know that you've been a very bad girl.
Apparently,
you're
I
on
have.
The naughty list. Let me read the naughty list. You've been late to your appointments. You can't show up to court on time. Oh, wait, that's Lindsay Lohan. I need to find yours. You've been very good this year. Hello? You've been very good this year. You've started a Once Upon a Time podcast with your husband.
Yes.
He's on the naughty list, but because of you, he's on the good list now.
Oh, that's great.
Oh,
you can't even do it. Really?
Well, I must go now.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
The doctor's putting me on Weight Watchers. I have to go. Please don't leave any cookies out this year. Please leave soy and something. Goodbye, little girl. Ho, ho, ho.
Wow.
Hey, what's going on in here?
What? Are you kidding me, really? Really, really?
Honey, what's happening?
I have no idea.
The window's open, it's cold.
Yeah.
Did somebody come in?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, it's a magical time of year.
Yes, it is.
I mean, the magic is paying off the credit cards you use at Christmas time.
No,
that's magic.
That's the magic of the new year.
All right. All right. Well, anyway, it's holidays.
Yes, it is.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, since we're sad during the time between Once Upon a Times, it's break time now.
Yeah, it's called hiatus.
And yes, all the other dwarves are...
They're celebrating.
Celebrating and taking some time off.
Yes. In fact, Lee's family came home. They were out of the country and they came home, his wife and son. He tweeted a picture. Cute little family. He was happy they were home.
Yes. Yes. So anyhow, I figured that we would do kind of a little short little thing. I had no idea that we were going to get visited by Santa Claus himself.
Right.
That was amazing.
That is certainly a way to describe it.
Well, anyway. So I have prepared a little song.
Okay, now I'm even more frightened than I was before.
Now, before we go any further.
Uh-huh.
If you're a listener for the first time, please do not review this episode. Please. I don't want to hear reviews about the comedy. This is off the top of my head. I'm just having some fun.
Okay.
All right. This is not a normal episode.
Nope.
So please, I'm putting my wife to sleep. Please don't review this episode and post comments about, wow, this is a dumb show. Jeff just has no comedy. Because this is not a regular episode. I'm going to sing... A little bit.
Fantastic.
Me, me, me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
On the first day of Christmas. I can't say true love, because this is the once upon a time 12 days of holidays.
ABC gave to me.
Okay. On the first day of holidays, ABC gave to me a magic book from Henry. Huh? Right? That's day one. That's a good book. It's got a lot of things in there.
Yeah, except for it doesn't fit with how the song goes.
I'm singing the song here. Okay. Magic book from Henry. And it's nice. It's a nice...
And a...
Magic book from Henry. There you go.
Yeah, except for it wasn't from Henry. It was a magic book.
But he gave the book to me, and it was from Mary Margaret.
Okay.
Okay. So, day two. On the second day of holidays, ABC gave to me two flying dragons. Now, I'm telling you, the dragon that we saw in the pilot, I don't think was the dragon that Prince Charming number two killed.
Probably not. They were different colors.
So, you know, two dragons. Multiple dragons.
And a book from Henry.
And a book from Henry.
And a storybook from Henry.
Right. See?
Why not?
Perfect. On the third day of holidays, ABC gave to me 3 cups of cocoa with cinnamon on the whipped cream top from Ruby.
Yeah. From Ruby.
Two flying dragons.
And a storybook. And a storybook from Henry.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes, that's right. Now, the cups of cocoa. You know, Ruby can serve up some mean cocoa. I don't know if you knew that.
I am aware.
Because if you look in the diner, you see there's really three things they serve, four things. Whiskey and shot glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Cocoa, as we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And yellow drinks and red drinks.
Okay.
That's really it.
No food? You didn't see any food in there?
Nah, I'll have to look again.
Hmm.
But
okay. Well, there's food displayed on the walls, pictures of food that you could get on the walls with really cheap prices.
I still am looking for that liquor license.
Yeah,
I don't believe it.
Okay.
On the fourth day of holidays, ABC gave to me 4 magic wolves with red and black.
4 magic wolves?
Eyes. Yes.
4?
Well, probably not. There's probably only 2. The one in the pilot and then the one that poor Sheriff Graham saw. His friend.
Yeah. Maybe the 4 sightings of the wolf. Because didn't we see the wolf 4 times in the Heart is the Lonely Hunter?
It's hard to make everything fit in this 12 Days of Christmas thing.
It is really difficult.
So 4 is kind of pushing it. Probably 2.
Well, but we already have 2 flying dragons.
And then if you count Mr. Gold, that could be, you know. Anyway. Kind of shape-shifting thing.
Yeah.
You and I had a discussion
Let's
about
move
it.
On. 4 okay. 4 somethings. 3.
3 cups of cocoa with cinnamon on the whipped cream. Thank you, Ruby. 2 flying dragons.
Mm-hmm. And a storybook from Henry.
Dun, dun, dun. And you got to do that because I'm no good at that one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Fine. On the fifth day of holidays, ABC gave to me 5 magical green rings that came from the shepherd's mom and then went to Mary Margaret in the real world. And then I also have a screen cap of it was on Regina's hand in Storybrooke. Yeah.
5?
Well, not okay. But I for sure I've seen
5
2.
5 green ring sightings.
Yeah, I've seen 2 for sure.
Yes.
And I haven't really looked at Catherine Nolan's hand.
Right. We haven't
She may it. Have.
I think she had it on her right hand, but we won't go there.
So see, that's why I was saying 5. Because okay. There's probably...
Maybe.
And if you go into Mr. Gold's pawn shop, there's probably a couple in there. I mean, he's got that's everything.
Possibly. I know he does. He has everything.
And here's a little tip. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think... Now, I'm getting all my screenshots together. he moved that windmill.
Yeah, he probably did.
He moved the windmill from the side over where the puppets of Geppetto's parents are.
Yeah.
Because earlier on, the windmill was right behind there.
Oh, interesting.
And then on the one with Prince Charming, when he was leaving,
yeah,
he moved that windmill so that he would see it on the way out.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yep. Screen caps to follow. Go to.
Okay. Four.
Four magical wolves. That probably is two. Three cups of cocoa with cinnamon on the whipped cream. Thank you, Ruby. Two flying dragons. Remember, do not review this episode.
Right.
This is not a regular episode.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a sense of humor, just shut it off now. Just forget it.
Where's the rawr?
And, oh. Wow. I'm trying to have some holiday fun.
You are having holiday
fun. The break is happening, and everyone's so sad.
I know.
They keep watching it over and over.
Maybe they'll start laughing at this, or maybe not. And a storybook from Henry.
Bum, bum, bum. That's awesome.
Yes.
You do that. Great. Okay. Yeah. This is taking a long time. How many days is this? 25 days. Okay. On the sixth day of holidays, ABC gave to me 6 blind dates with Mary Margaret.
What? Okay, now that's stretching it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Whale. I like to play chess and rearrange my sock drawer. And I like to stare at Ruby when I'm on a date with you.
Hey, maybe there are 6 teacups in the teacup set.
No. Just don't leave it. I'm not rewriting the song. I already got trademark and everything.
Yeah, because nobody else wants
Say, hi, I'm Dr. Whale. I'm out with Mary Margaret, but I'm actually staring at Ruby.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I secretly like Ruby, and the only way I could get there was to go on this blind date with Mary Margaret.
Yeah.
Because I send Ruby these anonymous letters, and I sign it the wolf. Let's see. They actually are signed B.B. Wolf. Think about that, people. Okay. On the
five
magical green rings that probably are only 3, maybe, in Storybrooke. 4 magical wolves.
That are really only 2.
3 cups of cocoa with cinnamon and whipped cream. Thank you, Ruby. 2 flying dragons. And I don't get the flying down.
I know, you don't. And the storybook from Henry.
Bum, bum, bum. You should sing more. No. You should sing the whole song.
Yeah, no, I think it's much more amusing if you do.
Okay, thank you for continuing. Wow. I haven't had anything to drink either. Just water.
I know. And it's not even fire water.
Purified water. Okay.
But it's not even fire water. Go ahead.
On the 7th day of holidays, ABC gave to me 7 digging dwarfs. We dig, 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 dig. All the whole night through. Dig, 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 dig. I'm massacring this song, but I do know the melody.
Yes, and that is correct. That is correct.
The beginning part of the song before they go, hi-ho. See, I can't even do that. We need the dwarfs to call again.
And please help us with that.
Because I can't sing.
They're really good at that.
I know, but I'm no dwarf. I can't sing like that.
I know. That's all right.
But anyway.
Let's go on.
I love the dwarfs. Happy and sneezy and dopey and bashful and dark. And
sleepy.
Sleepy.
Grumpy.
Grumpy. I'm grumpy. Well, there's a... All right.
Hey there, check this. There's a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is oncepodcast@gmail.com. Our blog web address is at aclosserlookoat.ronizone.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us. Now, back to the show.
Six blind dates with Mary Margaret.
That's really only one.
But could be the big bad wolf. Five magical green rings. More than likely, you're probably three. Four magical wolves.
But oh! Really only two.
Three cups of cocoa with cinnamon on the whipped cream. Thank you, Ruby. Two flying dragons.
You keep hitting that wrong.
What?
Two flying dragons. You keep wanting to sing it just like the other, and it's not. You got to wind down. And a storybook from Henry.
Bum, bum, bum. You do that so well. You should sing the whole song.
No.
Okay. On the 8th day of holidays, ABC gave to me 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's it. That is a great time.
Yes.
8 p.m. on Sundays.
Yes.
Seven digging dwarfs.
Dig, dig, dig. Yes. Six.
Six blind dates with Mary Margaret.
That's really only one.
When I'm actually staring at Ruby, I'm kind of taking my little spoon and kind of using it like a little mirror.
Wow.
Five magical green rings.
Yes, that's really only about three.
Four magical wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Three cups of cocoa with cinnamon on the whipped cream.
Two flying dragons.
And
a storybook from Henry.
This is going to be longer than our longest show.
Probably. Keep going.
How many days is this?
12. We're up to 9 already.
Man.
Thank God.
On the 9th day of holidays, ABC gave to me 9 Rumpelskin deals. Rumpelstiltskin deals. Those are all bad deals.
Are they?
Well, they're all bad.
Are they?
He always gets the right end of the stick.
Are they bad deals?
Well, we'll ask Emma, because I don't know.
Are they bad deals?
Just because she's the savior, I think she's going to get out all right.
But are they bad deals?
Well, all right.
I'm just saying.
We'll find out on the 8th of January.
We will find out indeed.
Okay.
7.
No, 8. Oh, 8 p.m. on Sundays.
Right.
I love that time.
That's a great time.
7 digging dwarfs.
Mm-hmm.
We need more Doc. Wonder where Doc is at.
I don't know where Doc is.
I think Doc is getting his own show in Storybrook.
Maybe.
Dr. Doc. Hello, I'm Doc. I'm here to help you.
No, I don't think so.
Well, all right.
They don't watch TV in Storybrook.
That's a shame. That's a problem.
Well, maybe it is.
That's one of many problems in Storybrook. Six blind dates with Mary Margaret. Probably was only one. But then there was the time when they were at Granny's Diner having a little drinky drink.
Yeah, I'm still going to count that as still
okay.
One.
Actually. Five magical green rings.
No.
Probably.
Five magical green rings.
See, you should sing the song.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Four magical wolves.
That's really only two.
Three cups of cocoa with cinnamon on the whipped cream. Thank you, Ruby.
Two
flying dragons.
And a storybook from Henry.
Bum, bum, bum. Such a lovely voice you have.
Yeah, yeah.
On the 10th day of holidays, ABC gave to me 10 Saturday council meetings. Man.
Yes, I imagine.
Because they come up quite a bit. You know, you just never, you don't think about that.
We have no idea how many there
were. Being a mayor, you know, just, it's Saturday. Oh, you know what? There's a council meeting. Look, Henry, don't set the house on fire and don't leave your shoes on the stairs like you always do. There's a pressing meeting coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got to go.
And let's do that.
All right. Nine Rumpelstiltskin deals, which Colleen says may be good. 8 p.m. on Sundays.
Great time.
Yep. 7 digging dwarfs.
Yep.
6 blind dates with Mary Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
5 magical green rings.
Yes.
4 magical wolves. probably two, three cups of cocoa with cinnamon on the whipped cream.
Thank you, Ruby.
Thank you, Ruby. Thank you very much, Ruby. How you doing? Oh my God. Hey, Ruby.
Two flying dragons.
And
a storybook from Henry.
Yeah. It's 19 minutes now.
Are you kidding me, really? Wow.
On the 11th day of holidays. Well, it's a break time. People have nothing else to do.
Yeah, keep going. You're
listen. To, okay. On the 11th day of holidays, ABC gave to me 11 things we wish Storybrooke had, like Costco,
Target,
and Walmart. Because then Geppetto could wear it. Hello, my name is Geppetto.
No, it's Marco.
What?
Are you talking fairy tale world or real world?
Oh, it is Marco. I'm
Storybrooke,
sorry.
He's Marco.
I'm sorry. Hey, buongiorno. My name is Marco. This is Granny. We welcome you to Walmart.
You sound like Lawrence Welk right now.
No, Lawrence Welk is one and two. We're going
and
to sing a
that,
song for
and
you.
How is that different than what you just did?
All right. Well, what else? They need MTV and iPhones. Henry would rock at Xbox, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And the Wii. And,
oh, yeah, see.
I'm sure he would.
See.
Okay, so, anywho, back to reality.
10 Saturday Council meetings. 9 Rumpelstiltskin deals. 8 p.m. on Sundays. 7 Digging Dwarfs. Dig, dig, dig. 6 Blind Dates with Mary Margaret.
It's really only one.
5 magical green rings
probably
that
three.
Mary Margaret twists around on her finger. 4 magical wolves.
3
cups of cocoa with cinnamon on the whipped cream. Thank you, Ruby.
Two
flying dragons.
Two flying dragons.
Okay.
Oi.
Okay.
And a storybook from Henry.
Am I in that book, though? That's what I wonder.
I don't think you are.
All right. I'll have to fix that. Okay. On the 12th day of holidays, ABC Woo-hoo! Gave to me 12 hearts in a heart vault. Now, there's many more than 12.
Well, we don't know. We are assuming there's more than 12.
I have good intel that says there's 108.
108 boxes. We don't know what's
boxes.
In those boxes. We don't know what's in them.
Okay.
12 hearts, maybe, but we can't verify for sure that all 108 have hearts in them. It's all semantics. It's all semantics. What's for 11 again?
11 things we wish Storybrooke had.
Yes.
Like Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Target.
No. Well, Granny.
Target.
Yeah, no, Granny's Diner has some good coffee.
Well, we can assume. But they don't have a Target there.
They need a Disneyland. Like a Disneyland light, like a tram that just runs, you know, and it has music playing, like, you know, Disney music.
Yeah, that would work.
I can't
work.
Do Disney music because they'll come after me.
No, I know.
All right. Tevin. 10 Saturday Council meetings.
Yeah.
Boy, they're grueling. 9 Rumpelstiltskin deals.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a used car salesman.
A little bit.
Go see Rump. Go see Rumpelstiltskin. Go see Rumpelstiltskin. Go see Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
Okay. 8 p.m. on Sundays.
Great time.
7 Digging Dwarves. Dig, dig, dig. 6 Blind Dates with Mary Margaret.
But it's really only one.
5 Magical Green Rings.
5 Magical Green Rings.
I can't
sing it right. I don't know why you're missing this.
But I have the Christmas spirit.
I understand, but you got to sing it right, man.
Okay.
4
Magical Wolves.
That are really only 2. 3
Cups of cocoa with cinnamon on the whipped cream. Thank you, Ruby.
2 Flying Dragons. And the storybook from Henry.
Hi, Henry. Don't forget to take your shoes off the stairs, because your mom will be mad. She's evil. She can't play no magic against Storybrooke, but she can get mad, and she will come over to your table and sit down. It's like, might I have a word? you need to stay away from this person. That's all I have to say. Because you ruin everything. Goodbye.
Okay. You over that now?
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. What
that's it.
That's all?
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Well, I just wanted to do a little fun. That's yes, all.
It was fun, and hopefully other people will find it amusing. And if not, well, then just ignore it. And like we said, don't rate this one.
Please don't review this. This will be on me. You know, yeah. just if you want to send an email about it, send an email to oncepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah,
that'll come to me.
Yeah, because if you
wait a minute, there's other Once Upon a Time podcasts out there. We could really have some fun. No, we won't.
No, let's not. Oh, no, please, no.
Folks, when I say there's a few other Once Upon a Time podcasts out there, there are a few. Mm-hmm. And some of them have similar names as us.
Yes, they do.
So the confusion could be there.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, but no, no. This is the Roni Zone Media one. This is mine and
yes.
My lovely wife.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, hope you had a little fun. And if not, please accept our heartfelt wishes for the best of holidays. Hang in there. The break won't last forever.
That's true.
And January 8th will come right around the corner. That's right. We'll all be watching again and geeking out and checking out the walls and all this kind of stuff.
Well, and this isn't our last podcast until the break.
Oh, no. But I'm just, you know.
Okay. I just want to make sure people understand that. We're wishing them a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever they celebrate.
Happy cold time of the year. All that stuff.
Winter solstice.
Yep.
Which is actually today. Ooh, it starts at 9:30 p.m. tonight, our time. That's awesome. But anyway, bottom line is we wish you happy, happy. And we will be doing some other stuff between now and the break, which is over on January 8th, which is only a couple of weeks away.
Yes. So here's the thing. We test things. This is a test. Do you like funny stuff? Do you not like funny stuff? Because I put a little bit about the Seven Dwarfs on Dr. Phil, and nobody mentioned it. So this right here might be the first and last comedic effort. You know, holiday thing.
Well, yeah.
So, you know, if you don't like it, please don't rate and review on iTunes this. This is not a normal episode. But if you don't like it, or you do, email and maybe post on the blog. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thanks so much. Have a great holiday time, and we will be talking at you again soon.
Yes, we will.
Sorry if you don't like it. Bye.
Bye.